So then the other commutes I'll describe briefly, because the commutator component is sort of the pattern on which they then vary. So Lossahof and Gasterbirke are the two smaller communes also in the villages, right? Lossahof was particularly fun for me to visit because they're 2 years old. They're about 17, 18 adult members, 7 children, I think. And they're a 15-minute bike ride uphill from the Kommunierkofungen. We're started by a group of Kommunierkofungen people. And the relationship between Lossahof and the Kommunierkofungen is eerily similar to the relationship between Acorn and Twin Oaks. Eerily similar. And so it was weird coming in, because it was like stepping all of a sudden 19 years back in time and seeing the old Acorn, except everybody spoke German, you know. And they were very interested to talk to me because my experience paralleled their experience in a lot of ways. And then Gasterbirke is this also relatively small, agriculturally focused commune in a different village, which was actually started by Villa La Comuna, but the same group of communes. And so they all, the Gasterbirke and Lossahof, just copied Kommunierkofungen. They just copied their economy, right? With the casual regulation of labor, the box of money, the lack of distinction between community valued and personal labor. Now, that's something. There's no number of hours you need to do. There's also no distinction between this is community labor and this is private labor. There's no labor budgets, etc. It's all based on what a sustainable amount of work for you is, and what your equitable share with the community is, and whatever is sustainable for you personally. And I found Lossahof and Gasterbirke to be in the midst of intense and bitter conflict about what an appropriate amount of work is, what is considered community-valued work, and how a person should choose what they're going to do with their time. Right? Problems that are not afflicting Kommunierkofungen, right? And so this is like, the first two are particularly afflicting Gasterbirke, and at Lossahof, they were, the how you choose what you do is showing up as an argument between the individualist and the collectivist anarchists, right? And the individualist anarchists were saying, you should only do what you really want to do. And the collectivist anarchists were saying, there's shit that needs to be done, and we've got to figure out who's going to do the shit, right? I'm having trouble figuring that one out. But then Gasterbirke was having these problems. I talked to a couple of people very briefly, and they had some troubling stories to tell. Like, one of them was saying that they're having this problem figuring out what is expected of people as far as an amount of labor, because they have some people who, especially because it's agricultural work and it's very hard, there's some people who are waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, eating a quick breakfast, starting work, continuing to work until 11 o'clock at night, going to sleep, sleeping 8 hours, getting up, working, you know. There's other people who, like, get up like 10 or 11 and have a leisurely breakfast and then do some yoga, you know, and then maybe they have some lunch and then they do work for an hour or two and then they have snack, you know. And they are having trouble talking to themselves and figuring out how to resolve that sort of inequality there, that imbalance. Another person talked about this member who moved in 4 years ago in this bus that they renovated, and moved in, maintained ownership of the bus, and has now, and then started spending all of their time and the community's money renovating the bus. Right? And in fact, has continued to do that for 4 years. 4 years out of the 5 years the commune has been around. And people can't figure out how to talk about this, and talk about what is community-valued labor and what is personal labor. Because that's not a distinction that sort of exists. And they also have some totally perverse understanding of nonviolent communication that prevents them from being able to actually have disagreements with each other, which sounds awful. You know, and, yeah, it was bad. And so I, like, came back. I heard these stories, and they're very troubling. I came back to the Kommunierkofungen where I was staying and was talking to my host and others about this. And that's when it came out that despite the Kommunierkofungen's righteous indignation about the fact that we have a labor system, right, and labor areas and community-valued and not-valued work, Kommunierkofungen actually used to have an economy almost identical to Twin Oaks. They used to have a labor quota. They used to have community-valued and not-community-valued labor. But they did away with it a couple decades ago, long enough ago that people have largely forgotten that they used to do it that way. But you can still see it in that they are all doing a certain amount of work every week on average. And that if you ask them about certain things, there are types of work that are considered community-valued work and types of work that are not. Like, fixing bikes is not community work. That's personal work, you know. But they don't think about it that way, and they don't talk about it that way. And so what I got out of this is that the Communiter Kofoen was able to use this labor system to establish a culture of work. And once they had established this culture of work, they were able to take away the scaffolding. And the culture just perpetuated itself. Because they also have very low turnover, maybe 2 to 5 people per year. And when I talk to them, the FEC communes very regularly see people coming in and staying for less than a year, sort of trying the commune out and then leaving. You know, and this is, when we were talking about debt, and I was like, well, what if this is amazing? Like, you come in and your debt is instantly communalized. Well, what, couldn't somebody just, like, join the community, erase their debt, and then leave? And this completely flummoxed my host, and we talked about it a bit, and then eventually it came out that nobody stays at the Communiter Kofungen for less than 5 years. The average stay is 7 years, which is what the average stay at Twin Oaks is, but nobody stays for less than 5 years. So they've got this very stable population with a low turnover, so people can come in and become acculturated and then continue with the system. And the Gastverka and Lasselhoff started without the scaffolding. And in fact, what they're seeing is just intense disagreements by new people about what it means to work at a commune in an egalitarian, you know, flexible, anarchic system. Yeah. And it was particularly notable, and I saw this particularly clearly, because when I moved to Acorn had just restarted, crashed to just a handful of people and then rebounded. And then actually during my time there, we had another smaller crash and rebound. And both times when we had a huge influx of new members, we had very similar arguments to what Lossoff and Gastverk are having, of people moving in, not really having an established idea of what was going on and reacting against, you know, sort of enacting their politics or reacting against the economy outside and having disagreements about how should we decide what to do? How much should we do? Did we really move here to toil? You know, these sorts of things.